Hey friend, quick note. I'm taking a summer break to rest, realign, and finish some exciting things behind the scenes. While I'm away, I'm sharing some of the most loved episodes. Look for power replays in your feed. Whether this is one of those episodes or this is a gem you found on your own from the archives, enjoy. Wishing you a joyful summer, and I will see you in October. What is up with sleeping on your back during pregnancy? Let's talk about it. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. If you're having a baby in the hospital, you are giving birth in a system that too often takes away power from women over what happens in their own bodies. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a practicing board certified OBGYN who's had the privilege of helping well over 1,000 babies into this world. I've been a doctor for over 20 years, and I'm here to help you take back your power, advocate for yourself, and have the beautiful pregnancy and birth that you deserve. This podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether you are a new listener or you've been here before, I'm so grateful you're spending some time with me today. So we're going to talk about sleep during pregnancy. Actually, the changes that can happen in pregnancy to your sleep, the answer to the question of what's up with sleeping on your back during pregnancy, why we recommend you don't do that, and then some strategies to help you get a good night's sleep. Now, before we get into that, one thing I want to be sure you know is I hope you are making a birth plan. A birth plan is so important to help you have the birth that you want. That is where my free class comes in. Make a birth plan the right way. You can register for it at drnicolerankins.com/birth plans. It gives you questions to ask, talks about how you can have discussions with your healthcare providers about your birth plan, and just really sets you up for success. Folks love, 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 love this class, and I know you will too. Again, completely free, and you have forever access to it. So check it out at drnicolerankins.com/birth plan. Okay, let's chat about sleep during pregnancy. So what happens to your sleep during pregnancy? And I'm going to break it down by trimester. So in the first trimester, the levels of progesterone really surge, and that promotes relaxation, helps prevent any early contractions. However, that surge in progesterone can lead to a crazy increase in drowsiness and fatigue during the day. I remember with my first daughter, especially, I was so tired during the day. I would sit down on the couch and just fall asleep. It's like crazy how it can make you really tired. You also may have frequent urination because of the increased levels of HCG, the pregnancy hormone, human chorionic gonadotropin. It increases blood flow to the pelvis, and that may lead to more frequent bathroom trips at night. And then if you have issues with nausea and vomiting, then that can affect your sleep as well. Now in the second trimester, the good news is that your hormones are more stable, so that energy comes back and the nausea is better. So that is good. However, your baby bump is growing, so your physical discomfort may increase, and that may make it challenging to find a comfortable position to sleep. Now, the third trimester, progesterone and estrogen levels rise. That leads to an increased relaxation of muscles and joints. That is important to help make space for your baby during birth, but that looseness of joints and things can contribute to discomfort during sleep in the third trimester. And as that baby bump grows even more, it may press on your bladder, and you may have frequent urination even during the night. And then finally, the couple things that may bother you are heartburn and acid reflux. That progesterone that I talked about that relaxes smooth muscle, it also relaxes the esophageal sphincter, and that can make reflux more of a problem. And then some folks also have issues with restless leg syndrome, which is where you feel like your legs are just, you have to move them. And hormonal changes may play a role in restless leg syndrome. Now, all is not lost. There are some strategies for helping you have a comfortable night's sleep, and I will go through that in a minute. But I want to chat now about why we recommend that you don't sleep on your back during pregnancy. So when your uterus gets big enough, and that's about 20 weeks size, it can compress the inferior vena cava. The inferior vena cava is a very large blood vessel that brings blood back from the bottom of our body to our hearts. So it's blood that doesn't have oxygen. It's deoxygenated blood, and it brings that blood back to the heart so it can get oxygen and then go back out in the circulation. Now, if there is an issue with bringing that blood back to the heart from the lower part of the body, then there's going to be potentially less blood for your heart to pump out, and that may decrease the blood flow to your baby. And some small studies, very small studies, have suggested that sleeping on your back may increase the risk of stillbirth, and we think it's because of that blood flow issue. Now, I don't want you to get overly alarmed, because the risk is still extremely low and the association is not very strong, but some studies have suggested that. The other thing that can happen when you're on your back is something called supine hypotensive syndrome. When you lay flat on your backs, it leads to symptoms of dizziness, shortness of breath, a drop in blood pressure due to compression of the blood vessel. So you just feel kind of like not great when you lay on your back. So what can you do to have better sleep? So first of all, you want to sleep on your left side because the inferior vena cava is on the right side. And when you sleep on your left side, it helps tilt the uterus off of that inferior vena cava. And actually, in truth, you can sleep on your right side or on your side in general. Now, one thing I want you to hear, and please hear me, if you don't hear anything else in this episode, please know this. If you wake up in the middle of the night and you are on your back, do not panic. You will not kill your baby. Just turn back to your side and go back to sleep. You cannot control how you move during your sleep. None of us can. So if you end up on your back, you wake up on your back, don't panic. Wake up, turn over, go back to sleep. You're not going to kill your baby. Some other things that you can do are you can use pillows to help make you more comfortable. You can use body pillows. You really only need a 20 to 30 degree tilt on your side. So it doesn't have to be like an extreme tilt, or if you need something behind you, so you're sitting up a little bit, a few pillows to help you with like heartburn or that kind of thing. You don't need an extreme tilt. So use pillows to help make you more comfortable. Some other things that you can do. This is a time to maybe see, is this a good time to get a new mattress? Have you replaced your mattress in a while? I cannot tell you how big of a difference a good mattress can make in your sleep. So if it's been 5 years, 10 years since you replaced your mattress, then definitely think about, maybe it's the time for us to invest in a new mattress or a mattress topper, something to make that mattress more comfortable, because a good mattress is going to help you with your sleep. You can also try tea at night. Just avoid chamomile tea. You want to avoid chamomile tea in pregnancy because it can slightly increase the risk of miscarriage and preterm birth. So stick to peppermint tea instead. And then of course, just practice good sleep hygiene techniques. Get rid of that screen at night, start winding down, practice relaxation techniques like deep breathing, do a sleep meditation. You can find those on YouTube. If you're a Peloton person, Peloton has great sleep meditations. Maybe you want to do like a nighttime prenatal yoga before bedtime, just to help calm your mind, calm your body, get you in the right mindset and nice and relaxed and set up to have a good night sleep. So there you have it. What is something that has worked well for you for sleep? I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins, and I'd love to hear what you think about the show in general, but let me know if you have some really good tips to help with sleep. Also, be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to me right now so you do not miss a show. The only way to get notified about these short episodes that I do on Thursdays is to be subscribed. So make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss them. And of course, check out my birth plan class, Make a Birth Plan the Right Way. I promise you, you're going to love it. It's drnicolerankins.com/birth plan. So that's it for this episode. Do come on back next week. And remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.